Report: Wealthy Mexican family sabotages son's wedding to lower-class woman, pours red paint on dress. By Olivia Rondo on February 29, 2024. An upper-class Mexican wedding was ruined when the groom's family reportedly sabotaged the celebration due to their disdain for the bride. Viral social media posts documented the series of events, from the groom's parents faking a medical emergency, to red paint being splattered on the bride right as she was to walk down the aisle, and much more. Ex-user at Fulano de Obregon documented much of the disaster in a now-viral thread, calling the in-laws' actions a terrorist attack. Photos show other wedding attendees comforting the bride as bright paint drips down her dress at the February 17 event. The ex-user described how the bride, identified as Alexandra, was hated by her lover's family because she did not come from money as they did. The in-laws wanted their son to marry a rich woman, the user wrote. They hated her and it became a psychological torture where the boyfriend's family dedicated themselves to speaking badly of her. The wealthy family, from Ciudad Obregón, reportedly went so far as harassment and death threats and attempted to bribe the woman with a blank check to step away from their son. The terrorists are Mrs. Mop Salazar de Gutierrez, her children Maria and Pedro Gutierrez. The family are the owners of the La Misión funeral home in Ciudad Obregón, who hired colos to stain the bride's dress, the outraged individual wrote. They refused to go to the wedding. And it gets worse. When the mother-in-law-to-be found out her son had proposed, she reportedly pretended to have a heart attack so that they would hospitalize her, blaming her son for making her like this and told him that he would have to pay for it. According to the whistleblower, those who know Alexandra will confirm that she is a very good person. She would never do anything bad to anyone. The writer also commended the bride for her bravery on the wedding day as she still went through with the marriage. Even after the bride changed dresses and completed the ceremony, the antics did not stop. Apparently, the in-laws called the police to report that the groom had drugs at the location of the couple's wedding photo shoot. Thankfully, officers in the nearby town of Cocarat left after realizing there were no drugs, after searching the guests. After the attack, it was learned that unknown people robbed the lady's house. No wonder, the user continued. We want them to be held responsible for the damage they caused, psychological and physical, adding that the post's virality should help hold the suspects accountable. In a later update, the thread's author added that the groom's parents again tried to sabotage the couple by stealing the new husband's visa and passport and allegedly tried to bribe the travel agency before the honeymoon. Fortunately for the couple, they still made it to their vacation. A viral Reddit post after the original X thread provided even more gritty details. A user by the name of Laurel Araya, who claimed to know of the situation because the event happened in her mother's hometown, wrote that Mop Salazar de Gutierrez's home has since been egged. She is hated by the whole town. Sister-in-law, and brother-in-law, have been questioned by their friends and have denied everything, but do not deny that they loved hearing about it, the user wrote. Father-in-law seems to just do whatever his wife says. He fired the groom from the family business, but he was then given a job by his uncles who love him and support him. Groom's family all claim to be super religious. The post quickly shot to popularity in the r/wedding-shaming subreddit and garnered hundreds of sympathetic comments. The poor bride and groom. I hope they take all this serious and move or get protection. Seems like the groom's family's behaviors are escalating and the next attacks may involve more violence, one Reddit user wrote. I hope their cars are egged every day, especially when it is hot out. I hope someone doing repairs on their house puts shrimp in their curtain rods, another angry commenter said.